This one was originally called the New Convention Centre Bridge, which is lovely.
Pretty basic.
Very basic. And it's been renamed Seafarers Bridge in homage to the mission to seafarers. So it's now known as Seafarers Bridge. This was designed by Grimshaw, who are a Melbourne practice, but they're actually a UK and Melbourne practice. And this was part of the convention centre delivery. So it was an agreement to kind of put a pedestrian and cycle link from Docklands through to South Bank, really.
Yes.
And then this is the project that Hamish and I kind of did a bit of work together on, me from government side, Hamish from the architectural side, and this bridge was a bit of a connecting piece within it.
Of course, the architecture is beautiful. It's fantastic. So this is the 2010 stage. For those who know the other development, which finished about 3 or 4 years ago, it's all very bright gold. That's the second stage of the convention centre. So we've been working down here for 15 years. And a quick 2 minute, there's no politics involved in this. It's just objective, 2 minutes. These are projects that we'll see that are done under the PPP process, the public-private partnership, which means a lot of government infrastructure, freeways, hospitals, schools, convention centres, you name it, are no longer done through the public purse. The government goes out to the private sector and says, can you please build me a convention centre and we will lease it back for 25 to 30 years. It's a bit like going to Myers and buying lay-by. You get it in the end, but it's a 30-year program. So in fact, this building, most of the major hospitals up at Melbourne, you know, the VCCC, the county court, are privately owned infrastructure projects. They're privately maintained, privately operated. The government rents this one for convention centre purposes. So we actually have a client that is not, in fact, the government. We have a client that is a private group, which is where Jill steps in, and she has to sometimes provide the United Nations negotiation between all these complex forces. This bridge was part of it, and it's a great bridge, but sometimes there's a few things go awry in that this was designed by the architects for fire trucks to egress the site in case of major fire. So everyone always asks why this one is such big structure and the Webb Bridge fishing net is such light structure, because this one was designed for the MFB to get their fire trucks
so
across.
So the centre is a road.
Road.
Kind of bicycle only, but in the event of emergency can be a road, and the pedestrians are on each side.